should be placed on it, said permanently restricted from future development. Conservation easement will be held by an accredited land trust. So the idea is those plats, not only is it open space on the plat, there's also a conservation easement held by a third party to make sure those areas aren't ever developed in the future. Number six, all required parking for each building shall be completed before the certificate of occupancy is issued for each building in those, in both phases. And number seven, a UDOT approval document is submitted to the city for the new access location on State Route 222. Really, and for all the improvements on 222. There has been meetings, including one, I want to say today with UDOT, wasn't it? And so they're well along their way on that, but we don't have the final document yet, but we do anticipate that fairly soon. So that's the presentation that I've got for you. I'd be happy to take any questions. We also have the applicant here today. So however you'd like to proceed.
Any members of the Planning Commission have any questions? Kim?
Yeah, I just have a couple, and forgive me for being new. So the tax-based benefit, do we know approximately how much that will benefit the city?
Yeah, we don't have a fiscal analysis that shows that exact number. We can't really require it as part of this process. Now, I think the applicant may have some type of idea what the impact could be for us, so that's okay with our chair. Is there any thoughts on that?
And if you can just state your name for the record, please.
I'm Lauren Bolger. I'm one of the attorneys for the Homestead Group. We don't have a number for you guys, but in terms of your resort city sales tax, adding these additional rooms will more than double our current pillow count, which will make a big difference for getting you back to, like Michael was saying, that number that equals the two-thirds of the pillow per resident, permanent resident. But I don't have any, dollar figures for you guys in terms of tax at this time.
I would say that the resort tax, that'll help us keep in compliance with the resort tax, but along with that, transient rental will go up. And then there's sales tax, not only within the resort, but there's residual sales tax for anybody staying at the resort that will come down to Main Street and eat at a restaurant or buy gas or whatever. And so there's quite a few levels of how taxes will increase for the city regarding this.
Okay. So I'm just curious as to the magnitude. Is that coming in the future, or does anyone do an analysis on that? Just
the numbers, you mean?
Yeah.
As of right now, there's nobody planning on doing an analysis. Maybe the city would do that in the future, but it can't. It's also not something we can require as part of the approval for this.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's all for now, then. Thanks.
One of my questions was what is the trigger to figure out that we need more parking spaces, right? So they're building 500 and change parking spaces. They said they could go up to 609.
Yeah.
Kind of what's that trigger? Is it that cars start parking on the streets and people are complaining about it, or what's the trigger for
yeah.
Midway City to step in and say, hey, we need those additional parking spaces built, if that ever happens?
Yeah. That's what's currently documented and recorded in our agreement.
And we would look at off-site parking as becoming a problem in length, any other unique or attached developments, or the parking out on the streets, is it becoming a city issue?
Yeah.
They have built quite a bit of expansion area within this master plan. So their hope is they don't build all the parking, but if they need to, they have areas to expand.
May I add something to that now, quickly? The plan that you see shows the 609. Parking study only says we need 465. We're planning on building 509. The one part that we think we'd hold back would be in this northwest corner, and that's in large part because the future restaurant would be the last thing to be built. So maybe just hold some of that parking back so we're not beating it up when we build that building.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the parking lot to the south, which services all these guest units. That entire thing would be built. The parking close to the event barn would be built, and then that loop next to the golf and activity center. So if we hold any back, it would just be in that corner. Thanks.
Go ahead, Craig.
I think it was proposed condition number 4 for lighting. When will the photometric study be done that we can see?
Probably the next week or two. That's right. It's been going back and forth between the engineers. We've reviewed a few drafts. It's almost ready to submit to the city.
Okay. That'll be important to look at.
Yeah, one thing that is part of this plan is that the lighting in the parking areas would be bollards, so it would be very low. We've had problems with pole lights, you know, shining on properties onto the neighbors, and that's now against our code for that place. So bollards is really the way we're heading on this property and other developments in the city.
Okay.
I just had a question on the proposed condition number 5. Where it says that a conservation easement should be placed on it to permanently restrict it from future development. Is the word should just a little too, well, maybe they will, maybe they won't? Does it need to be a you must, it's required, or am I just being a little too picky?
The one issue, the reason why that wording was that way is because we need to make sure the conservation easement, there's only really 2 licensed.
Okay.
Okay,
so that's why the word should is, okay.
And so it's fairly clear that they'll be able to take this larger piece up Turnberry. What wasn't clear is if the smaller piece that they take those, because they usually like larger pieces, but they might take it all as a package deal. We need to confirm that. Our hope is they would take it all.
And is there a plan B if they decided they wouldn't in order to maintain that as open space? Okay.
Deed restrictions and part of the green can be removed, so we want to avoid that if at all possible. So, but there is a plan B if that doesn't work.
Okay, no, thanks. Now I understand why it's should instead of required. Got it.
It's also one of the reasons why those open space areas are being platted. As you know, once it's platted, you guys seem to have a lot of control, and plat amendments aren't readily approved. So.
Okay.
We're trying to belt suspend this as much as possible.
And then on item 7, UDOT approval document is submitted to the city. So do they wait until that UDOT approval has happened before they can move forward with phase 1, the next couple of phases? Or can they start working on that while they're getting the UDOT approval?
So you may be the best one to answer that one, Wes.
We met with UDOT today in a Zoom meeting. Paul went through the plans. The comments that they had are very minor. Can you shift this 4 feet? I left the meeting confident they are going to get approval. What we're saying is go ahead, begin the trail, begin the UDOT work as soon as UDOT gives you the approval. And there's some underground utility sewer work that needs to happen as part of the master plan. They're welcome to begin that. As far as any building on phase 1 or 2, they'll hold off till final approval.
Any other questions or comments? Anything else, Paul?
Big plan for tonight to show you the waterfall and the new pool that's full of some of the pools.
We might be able to come over this weekend when it's 110.
Yeah. the water's 77 right now.
That works.
Here, so it's ready.
Show them your planning commission
field trip.
Is your pass to get in.
Uh-huh.
You
the only comment I would like to make, something that I brought up at the city council meeting. Excuse the family history for just a minute, but this is just to kind of prove a point. One of my great-great-grandfathers worked on Schneider Springs in the 1800s. My father, who's a landscape architect, worked on the golf course design in the 1980s, and then over the past while I've got to help the homestead. I will say that even though that family history is pretty long, it actually feels like the history with the city from 2008 when the development agreement was written until today when we're finally in final approval and get going on this thing is longer. So this is hopefully a day for everybody to celebrate between the city, the homestead, and even residents of Midway that we finally made it. We have a good group behind the homestead now that has money, that's already put in improvements. This is a big part of the city's not only history, but an economic driver, brings visitors, and it's great that we finally made it. I know that we've had some differences on some things, but hopefully today will be celebrated, and as we keep building stuff in the city, we'll think this is a good thing. Any questions for me?
I just have one other question. I assume that the swimming at the crater and everything, the diving, that stays the same. Just is the parking calculation include people coming in to use that?
It's part of the amenity calculations for the activity center.
Thank you.
So when you say it stays the same, the little building to the north of the tennis courts, one day will be gone, but it will be housed in the new activity building.
Okay, but visitors still can come and use the swimming, the diving, the scuba diving, all those items. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one more question for the nature of the lease with the Probst property, is there any, what's the nature of that lease, and does it put any of this at risk, just the viability of the project long term?
So there are lots of leases besides just the Probst one. I believe they all have a 99-year term.
Okay.
They started
all right.
In the late 1980s, and that's what the golf course is, sits on the lot.
But a 99-year term.
99-year term.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
You should have it. You can show it at any time if you can get it. So sorry, I couldn't get on the line. It's in your
This is why we're a planning commission, not a technology commission.
I was going to say, I would fail miserably if somebody did that to me. So. Yeah, this is the first time we've ever done something fun at one of these meetings. So. Sorry,
no, oh, sounds like an awesome place.
Beautiful. Is it for guests only, or can members of the public buy a day pass to come in?
So the plan will be there will be social memberships and things, but yeah, for guests and members.
Okay.